Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jai. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. There is no purport to this verse. Omajnantim randas yajnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave nama namo vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya budhule shimate tivedanta swami nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I was asked to speak on the birth or the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. I feel completely out of place and unqualified to speak on this particular subject, or for that matter, any subject. So, glorifying the Lord is like glorifying the sun, especially if you are a firefly. It's very difficult to understand the glories of the sun. But we shall make an attempt to serve you all. So this verse is a very wonderful verse. It appears right in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1. Verse number 6. So very, very much at the beginning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling us the purpose of not only the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but also the purpose of his writing this literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the subject matter of this verse is very scientific. It's not sentimental. It's extremely scientific. And to understand the subject matter of this verse, I will very briefly take you through some of the things mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the nectar of devotion. Srila Prabhupada actually wrote Nectar of Devotion, and he subtitled it. Does anyone know what the subtitle of the Nectar of Devotion is? Yes, thank you, Prabhu. The Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga. It is absolutely a science. And in fact, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is written very, very scientifically. It is laid out very scientifically into four parts, so as you understand, Bhakti, Rasa, Amrita, Sindhu, it's an ocean, and the ocean is divided into east, south, west, and north. Starting with the east, because that's the most auspicious direction. So we have Purva Vibhag, Dakshina Vibhag, Paschima Vibhag, and Uttara Vibhag. And within each one of these, there are several waves. The first Purva Vibhag. Yes, Prabhu. Several. Yes. Several waves. Feel free to correct me if you think I'm not saying something right. The Purva Vibhag has four waves. Samanya Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. So the Purva Vibhag, the eastern ocean, eastern part of the ocean, speaks about bhakti in its four different forms. The second part, which is the southern part of the ocean, Dakshina Vibhag, speaks about four topics as well. It speaks about what produces the experience of bliss, rasa. So it speaks about vibhava, anubhava, sattvika bhava, and vyabhichari bhava. And then you move on, the next ocean speaks about five sthyayi bhavas, and then the last ocean speaks about the gauna bhavas, the seven gauna bhavas, the mishra, the maitra, and the vairi bhavas, and ultimately rasabhas. And that's how the whole subject matter is laid. Okay, so the reason I'm mentioning this is because in the second ocean, the first chapter deals with this subject, or the introduction to this subject. So what is it that makes one experience rasa? It is the pleasure that gives one an experience of rasa. And pleasure is called rati. And what produces rati? What is the cause of rati? What is the cause of pleasure? What produces, what are the ingredients of pleasure? See, it's very scientific. Yes. Service is an ingredient. Yes. The impetus is an ingredient. Yes. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, this is a scientific piece of work, as Srila Prabhupada said, complete science of bhakti yoga. So that makes Rupa Goswami a spiritual scientist. So our scientist, Rupa Goswami, he says that the ingredients that produce rati or pleasure are essentially, so technically they're called vibhava. And this vibhava is of two types, two things. So let's say, let me give you an example. If you have a mother and a child, the mother is, Srila Prabhupada gives this example, is naturally affectionate to the child. And when the child giggles, the mother feels pleasure. Right? So if you analyze this situation of pleasure, what are the ingredients of that situation? Could the mother be happy if the child wasn't there? Could the child be there and mother not there and still feel the pleasure of that interaction? No. So the ingredients are alambana, which means the main characters that exist within this interaction, the mother and the child. And the stimulating factors that stimulate, for example, the giggle, the little smile of the child which gives the pleasure to the mother, is the excitant or the stimulant, which is called uddipana. So vibhava, or the cause of pleasure, is divided into two types, alambana and uddipana. Alambana being the main supporting ingredients. So in the spiritual world, Srila Rupa Goswami says, and Srila Prabhupada in his Nectar of Devotion says, we have within the alambana, the supporting factor, we have to have the main characters. And the main characters are the ashraya and the vishaya. Vishaya meaning the personality who instigates that love, who receives that love. And ashraya meaning the personality who gives out that love. So one who is the reservoir of love, who gives that love. So we have the mother who is the ashraya, the little child who is the vishaya, and the giggling of the child is the uddipana that causes the rati or the pleasure. So we can understand it even in a material context. It's a science, so it can be applied in various situations. Similarly, in the spiritual world, the devotee is the ashraya. The Lord is the vishaya, is the object of all pleasure. The devotee is the one who serves the Lord, is the ashraya. And the Lord's beautiful peacock feather, his beautiful smile, his flute, the autumn season, the flowing of the Yamuna, all of these are the Uddipanas or the stimulants that trigger or cause this pleasure. So then the question is, who is the highest Ashraya Tattva? So we spoke about Vibhava, and we said that in Vibhava you have Alambana and Uddipana. Alambana has Ashraya and Vishaya. Who is the ultimate Vishaya? The Supreme Lord is the ultimate Vishaya. But who is the ultimate Ashraya? Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the book Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he says in the Govinda Leela Amrita, a nice verse states, who is the breeding ground of affection for Krishna? The answer is that it is only Srimati Radhika. Who is Krishna's dearmost lovable object? The answer is that it is only Srimati Radhika and no one else. Srila Prabhupada says, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So Sri Radha is the principal Ashraya Tattva, and the Lord is the principal Vishaya Tattva. And it is the interaction between them that produces the highest form of Bhava, which is the Madhurya Bhava. And this verse speaks about that interaction. In fact, the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya is very much centered around Ashraya Tattva. I was just thinking while we were doing Guru Puja, we can see Shri Guru Charane Rati Eise Uttama Gati, taking Ashraya, shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That is the ultimate goal, Uttama Gati. So, in terms of our practices, and in terms of our philosophy, the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya is focused around Ashraya Tattva. In terms of our practices, for example, those who get Brahman initiation, they chant the Kama Gayatri. That is worship to the Ashraya Tattva. Or, for example, we consider Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya considers Srimad Bhagavatam as the most important scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam itself says in the second canto, there are 10 topics or lakshanas or characteristics. Mahapuranasya dasalakshanani. 10 characteristics of a Mahapurana. We all know that, sarga, visarga, etc. What is one of the characteristics? Ashraya. The 9th characteristic is Ashraya, and the 10th is Nirodha. And each one of the 12 cantos deals with one or more of these 10 topics or characteristics. So, Jiva Goswami explains very nicely in Bhagavata Sandarbha how these are laid out. But which canto speaks about Ashraya? The 10th canto speaks about Ashraya. And in fact, the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when it speaks about the 10 topics, it says, Dashamasya Vishuddhyartham, for the purpose of bringing one to the position to be able to relish the 10th canto, Navanam Iha Lakshanam. These 9 other topics have been discussed. To bring through Vishuddhi Artham, to purify one, to ultimately understand the Ashraya. Bhagavatam itself says in the second canto. And it is the Ashraya, the 10th canto, which is the prime emphasis of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. And why is there so much emphasis on Ashraya? Because Srimati Radharani is the principal Ashraya Tattva. This verse is understood through a beautiful narration, a pastime between the principal Ashraya, Tatva Srimati Radhika, and the principal Vishaya Tatva, which is Bhagwan Shri Krishna. There's a beautiful pastime that I would make an attempt to speak. Once upon a time, Srimati Radharani was very keen to see the Lord, and she decorated her kunja, her little forest, beautiful forest, in the most beautiful way, in anticipation that Lord Krishna would come and meet her there. And the Priya Marmashal Sakhis, the Ashta Sakhis of Srimati Radhika, assisted her to decorate the kunja, principally Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi. And as they had decorated the kunja, they were anticipating the Lord. However, the Lord did not turn up. He did not appear. He was nowhere to be found, and Srimati Radharani was extremely anticipatory. And in that anticipation, every little sound that she would hear, she would think, oh, the Lord is approaching now. He's coming now. But the Lord would not appear. At that time, Vishakha sent one of her dutis. Duti is a female messenger, to find out where is the Lord, where is Sri Krishna, why is he not here. And the duti went, and on her way through the forest, she bumped into Shaibya. Shaibya Gopi is the, just like we have Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi, who are intimate servants of Srimati Radharani. We have Shaibya Gopi and Padma Gopi, who are intimate servants of Chandravali. So, this duti, she bumped into Shaibya and asked Shaibya, have you seen the Lord? Have you seen Krishna? And Shaibya said, of course, he is in the kunja of Chandravali. He is in the kunja, you know, with Chandravali. And the duti immediately ran back and told it to Vishakha. And when Vishakha heard that, Vishakha was extremely upset. Lalita is a little softer. Vishakha was upset. And she went and told this to Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani, she exhibits Vamya Bhava, which means she is apparently exhibiting a mood of being superior to Krishna, not being subservient to the Lord, apparently. That is Vamya, that is the leftist mood. And the rightist mood is of Chandravali Gopi, is to serve the Lord in every possible way. So, because she has this leftist mood, Srimati Radharani said, oh, he's with Chandravali. I'm such an unfortunate person. But although I'm unfortunate, I'm extremely upset as well. And so, if he comes now to the kunja, please don't let him in. Please don't allow Krishna to enter the kunja. So, Vishakha and Lalita were guarding the kunja. And of course, the Lord appeared. I'll say the pastime in brief because there's a lot of subject matter I would like to cover, especially this verse. So, the Lord appears in front of Vishakha Devi. Vishakha Devi says, you cannot enter. Srimati Radhika has said you are not allowed. So, the Lord is dejected. He's feeling very, very sad. And he goes to the banks of the Yamuna. And as he's sitting there, very dejected, Purnamasi, who is the Yogamaya potency of the Lord, appears there. And she asks the Lord, what happened? I'm very, very concerned looking at you like this. Is there anything I can do to help? And Lord Krishna says, only you can help me, only you can help me. And he narrates what's happened. And then Purnamasi says, I'll send you Vrinda Devi and she will fix the situation for you. So Purnamasi sends Vrinda Devi and Vrinda Devi meets Lord Krishna and Vrinda Devi tells the Lord, I have a plan for you. If you want to go and see Srimati Radhika, you will have to assume, first of all, you'll have to give up your Gopa Vesh. So you're dressed up as this Gopa, give that up. Stand up straight, you have this Tribhanga form, threefold bending form, give that up and stand straight. Give up your Murali and take a Danda. Give up your bluish complexion and get into a yellowish complexion like a human being. Give up your beautiful hair, shave it up, and become a sannyasi. And the Lord didn't understand. But he said, I'll follow what you say. So you become a sannyasi, take a danda, wear a saffron cloth, keep a shikha and a beautiful tilak, and a kamandalu in your hand. And the Lord immediately, Sri Krishna turned into a sannyasi. And then Vrinda Devi said, I'm going to teach you a song. Sing this song, and while you're singing this song, pass by the grove of the Kunja of Srimati Radhika, and she will meet you. So Krishna said, yes, please teach me the song. And Vrinda Devi taught the song to Lord Krishna. The song was, Srimati Radhe Bodo Abhimani. I'm going to read the song and explain it. Srimati Radhe Bodo Abhimani. Srimati Radharani is extremely abhimani, extremely proud. Bhamya Bhava Shiromani. Bhamya Bhava means leftist mood. Shiromani means the highest. She possesses the highest leftist mood. Shyamasari Ange Achadan. She's covered her body with a Shyamasari. Srimati Radharani's favorite color is blue. And it's a no-brainer, why? So she's covered with her bluish sari. Shyama sari ange achadan, taba tapta kanchana varan. Your varan, your varna, your beautiful luster is tapta kanchana, is golden in color. Eto dina chile pagali niroi. And today she is crying, you're crying like a mad lady. Kanu preme prana sampoi. Because you have dedicated your life to Sri Krishna. Sarva rupe gune oho gandharvike. In every sense, with your characteristics and your beautiful form, kanu mana kori chori. You have stolen the mind and the heart of Sri Krishna. Aji Radha Prema Bhikha Magi. Today, Krishna is begging for the love of Srimati Radharani. Kanu Phire Dware Dware. And this Kanu, this Krishna, is going around door to door. So the essence of the song was, Srimati Radharani, you are extremely proud, you are leftist in your mood, you've covered yourself with a bluish sari, you're golden in complexion, and you're crying today because you're missing the Lord, but the Lord, His heart is completely stolen by you, and today He is acting as a beggar, and He is going door to door asking for Radha Prema, for the love of Srimati Radharani. So with this song, the Lord appeared in front of the Kunja. And as the Lord appeared in front of the Kunja of Radharani, Vishakha saw the Lord. The Lord was a sannyasi. And she said, oh, Sannyasi Thakur, you are here. Maybe you can help my friend. She is very dejected. She is very sad. Please come and help her. So Sannyasi Thakur said, sure, I can help. And the song that you're singing is very beautiful, Vishakha said. Who taught you this song? And Sannyasi said, oh, that was my guru. Her name is Gandharvika. She taught me the song. So Vishakha said, okay, but it's a very nice song. Come, you may be able to help. And Lalita Sakhi at that point said, but if we take him inside in the grove, there's only Srimati Radharani there. There's no other man and he's a sannyasi. How can he enter the grove? And then Krishna said, oh no, no, that's all right. You know, I can do it. I can enter. I am not an ordinary sannyasi. I am Vigata Spriha. I am Vigata Spriha. Vigata Spriha means I am a sannyasi with no desires. I have absolutely no desires. You have nothing to worry. And then Vishakha Devi said, maybe you know the art of palmistry. You can read the lines of my Priya Sakhi's hand, Srimati Radhika's hand, and tell her something about what her future is like and whether she can see the Lord again. And this sannyasi said, Sannyasi Thakur, Krishna pretending as Sannyasi Thakur said, oh, sure, sure. I am an expert in reading the lines. And somehow he made an entry. And the Lord approached Srimati Radharani and sang this beautiful song to Radharani. And when Radharani heard this song, please listen carefully. Srimati Radhika, when she heard the song, her mood of separation from the Lord intensified. And she said this verse. Srimati Radharani said this verse. The verse, we all know this verse. The verse is, Aslishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu saeva naparaha. This verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani. What is the meaning of the verse? Aslishyava padaratam pinashtumam. Aslishyava, he may embrace me. Padaratam pinashtu, or he may crush me under his feet. Another meaning is, I will always remain attached to his feet, even if he crushes me. Adarshanan marmahatam karotuva. Adarshanan, because he does not appear in front of me. Marmahatam, he may break my heart. Yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampato. Lampataha. Lampataha means a debauchee. Srila Prabhupada in 1971, he recorded the Shikshashtakam prayers and he was speaking about this word lampata. And he says it's like, Krishna is like a debauched husband who goes to another woman. So you see, this is the last verse of Shikshashtakam. And the verse addresses Krishna, not as Krishna, not as Damodara, not as Nandanandana, but as Lampataha. Because this is a verse which is spoken by Srimati Radharani. So he says, this debauchee, another meaning of Lampata, is one who is excessively indulgent. So he says, this personality who is excessively indulgent, yatha tatha va vidadhatu, he may do as he wants, yatha tatha, whatever he wants with me he may do. But mat prananathah, but he shall remain my servable, you know, Lord. Mat prananathatu sah eva na aparah. He only shall remain my Lord, no one else. So he may mistreat me, he may embrace me, he may break my heart, he may do whatever to me, but he still will always remain my Lord. So what was the external? What was the external? I'd like some input from you all. What was the external mood that Srimati Radharani had in this pastime? She was experiencing what? Yes. She was acting proud, yes. But in this particular instance, when this Sannyasi Thakur was in front of Radhika, what was she experiencing? She was experiencing separation. Separation is called Vipralambha. Please remember this. Vipralambha. But internally, what was her mood? Internally, her mood was that of service, love, audarya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur defines audarya. He says, a person who magnificently gives himself completely is called audarya. Srimati Radharani, although she is in separation, what is she saying? Whatever he may do, I am completely surrendered to him. He is my only Lord. Whatever he may do to me, he is my only Lord. This is the quality of magnificence, audarya, giving oneself completely. So internally, she exhibited audarya. In terms of her experience, she was experiencing vipralambha. And so when Lord Chaitanya appears, he experiences these two. Vipralambha and audarya. These are the two qualities of Maha Vadanya Avatar Gaurasundara. Two qualities, vipralambha and audarya. So, after Srimati Radharani said this, Lalita Sakhi told Radharani, please be patient, please be patient, the Lord will come and see you. And at that very moment, Krishna changed from his beautiful sannyasi form to the threefold bending form as Gopa Rupa. And Srimati Radharani, when she saw the Lord, she started crying. And Srimati Vishakha Devi said these words. Here's a question for the audience. If you heard this verse, please tell me, where did you hear this verse? Vishakha Devi says this verse, Pahile dekhilu tomar sannyasi swarup. Initially I saw you as a sannyasi. Eba toma dekhi mui shyama goparup. Now I see you in this beautiful shyama form. Shyama gopa form. Tomara sammukhe dekhi kanchana panchali. In front of you is this golden doll, Srimati Radha. Tara gaura kantye tomara sarbanga dhak. Because of her golden effulgence, your entire form as a gopa has been overshadowed. Have you heard this verse? Who speaks this? Yes. Yes. When Ramananda Roy saw the Lord, who was Ramananda Roy? He was a viceroy for Rajamundry. Rajamundry is even today in India, in Andhra Pradesh, there is a place called Rajamundry. And Ramananda Roy was serving King Prataparudra in the Kalinga Rajya, the Rajya of Orissa. And he was Viceroy of Rajamundry. And when Lord Chaitanya as Sannyasi went to see, you know, Ramananda Roy, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya instructed him to see Ramananda Roy, the interaction between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya is the most beautiful conversation. One of the most beautiful conversations. And at the end, the Lord shows Ramananda Roy his Swarupa as Radha and Krishna combined. And who is Ramananda Roy? Is Vishakha Devi. So Vishakha Devi, when the Lord says this to Vishakha Devi as Krishna, Krishna is wondering, he tells Vishakha Devi, I don't understand, what is the quality of love of Srimati Radharani? I don't understand what is she relishing. I don't understand what pleasure, what happiness is she experiencing. Even though she exhibits vipralamba, she still manifests this immense audarya. How? So, Vishakha Devi says, to understand this, Krishna, you will have to take the form of a sannyasi and appear in the form of sannyasi, finding out the mood of Srimati Radharani and crying like she does right now. Only then shall you understand. And then Gaurasundar appears as Lord Chaitanya and he takes shelter, apparently, of Vishakha Devi as Ramananda Roy and discusses the rasa in his conversation with Ramananda Roy. And then, as Lord Chaitanya, in his later pastime, Antalila, we see in Jagannath Puri, he is constantly surrounded by these two devotees, Ramananda Roy and Swaroop Damodar. Swaroop Damodar is non-different from Lalita, and Ramananda Roy is non-different from Vishakha. So Lalita and Vishakha are constant companions of Lord Chaitanya, who is non-different than Radha and Krishna combined. This is the great secret of the appearance of the Lord. To understand this verse, one has to understand what is the nature of love. Pranaya. Love means pranaya. Love has two characteristics. And I'll give you a very simple example. I love gulab jamuns. And it is true. If I say I love gulab jamuns, I have pranaya towards gulab jamuns, there will be two things that will happen. I will, whenever I am tasting gulab jamun, I will relish it. Because I love it. So, aswadana, relish, is always accompanied with pranaya. So, love is always accompanied with, please repeat, aswadana. Aswadana means relish. And if I love gulab jamun and somebody gives me gulab jamun and I'm eating it, I'm relishing it, I automatically experience happiness. Happiness is saukhyam. So whenever there is pranaya, there has to be two things with pranaya. There has to be aswadana and saukhyam. One cannot say I love something but I can't relish it. Or I find no happiness in it. So love, pranaya, accompanies two things, aswadana and saukhyam. And this is that verse that we see here. The verse says, essentially, the Lord says, Shri Radhaya pranaya mahima ki drisho va. What is this glory of this love, pranaya? And because she has this pranaya, what does she also have? Aswadana and saukhya. So the next point is, anaya eva aswadyo yena madhya adbhuta madhurima ki drisho va. Anya eva. Anaya eva means by her only. Aswadya. This relished, this love. What is the nature of this relish? What is this wonderful sweetness of mine that she alone relishes? So what is the first thing? The glory of the love. Pranaya mahima. Second is aswadya. Madhurima. Madiyaha madhurima. This sweetness of mine, how is she relishing? She has love, she relishes. And lastly, mad anubhavataha asya saukhyam ki drisham va. What is the happiness she feels from this relish? So these three are the internal reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Pranaya, always accompanies aswadana and saukhyam. And Srimati Radharani's pranaya also accompanies her aswadana of the madhurima of the Lord, of the sweetness of the Lord, and the saukhyam, the happiness of relishing that madhurima. And so the Lord is unable to fathom what is that. And so he appears. These are the three internal reasons. Obviously the two external reasons are to please his devotees, because Advaita Acharya requested the Lord to appear, and because he wanted to distribute the holy name. But even in other Kali Yugas, Shri Krishna Chaitanya appears actually. But he is not Swayam Bhagavan. So there is a Yuga Avatar that appears in every Kali Yuga, and he distributes the holy name. And he appears because his devotee calls. But these three internal reasons are missing from the Yuga Avatar of every Kali Yuga. These three internal reasons are only present in Gaurasundara. So when the Lord comes, what is the realization of the Lord as Gaurasundara? He says, Nija prema swade mora hoya ahalad. Nija prema swade. By my own love, the experience that I get, how is that compared to the experience of Srimati Radharani? Taha hota koti guna radha prema swad. The experience of love of Srimati Radharani is 10 million times more. This is what he realizes when he comes as Gaurasundara. And this Madhurya Ras, see, when Krishna appears, he appears in Madhurya form. Srimati Radharani's predominant form or rasa is Audarya. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, he has Audarya Pradhan Madhurya Ras, which means his Audarya is overwhelming, overpowering the Madhurya. When the Madhurya overpowers the Audarya, that is Krishna. Audarya means also mercy. When his sweetness is overpowered by mercy, that means prominence is sweetness, then he appears as Krishna. But when Audarya is overpowering Madhurya, then he appears as Lord Chaitanya. So the last thing I would like to say is, we understand this from even the instructions of the Lord. So when Lord Krishna appears as Lord Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajami aham. Because he has madhurya, his audarya is overpowered by the madhurya. Actually, madhurya rasa has two components, audarya and madhurya itself. Madhurya rasa itself has two components, the madhurya component and the audarya component. When the madhurya component overpowers the audarya component, he appears as Lord Krishna. The example is in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. I will respond in proportion to your surrender to me. If you come to me, if you take one step towards me, maybe I'll approach 10 steps towards you. So there's a relationship. You do something, then I do something in return. You do something more, I do something more in return. But as Lord Chaitanya, the audarya overpowers madhurya, because Radharani's mood is overpowering the madhurya of Sri Krishna. And so Lord Chaitanya says, Patra apatra vichara nahi, nahi sthan asthana. Patra apatra. As Lord Chaitanya, the audarya is overpowering, so he does not consider whether somebody is fit to receive mercy or unfit to receive mercy. Nahi sthana asthana. He does not consider whether somebody is rightly situated or not properly situated. Jai jaha pai. Whoever he finds wherever, taha kore premadan. He gives mercy of Krishna. So Krishna says, I will give you in proportion to your act towards me. But Lord Chaitanya says, indiscriminately, I will distribute the love of Srimati Radharani. And that is the prime purpose of the appearance of Sri Gaurasundar. Mahavadanyaya Gaurasundar Bhagavan ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there is one question, I'll take.